Sham and Cherry and Orville and Flo and Plum. On the 23rd, finally, we have Grant Fiore from Bob in Washington. Little Potato Grant Fiore, who I think is turning 6 this coming Friday. Deborah of Newcastle from Ellen, Anne, and the whole family. Natalie of Shadyside from Mom, Dad, and Peanut. Julia of Elwood City from Mom and Dad and Carla. And Julie of Irwin from Nellie. It's easy to get us to announce a birthday, easier than ever.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays. Or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address, and we shall make sure they receive an official colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a person in uniform. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org. Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to our audio player, as well as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our unique listen by phone service at 631-359-8728.
Nursery rhyme, there were three bears.
One, two, three.
One was a papa bear, one was a mama bear, one was a wee bear. They all went out a walking in the woods. They were talking when along came a little girl with long golden curly hair. Know who she was? Yeah. Her name was Goldilocks. Up on the door she knocked. Knock again, Goldie. Well, no one was there, yeah, no one was there. So she walked right in, had herself a ball, 'cause she didn't care, no one was there. Soon she got sleepy, went to bed upstairs. Home, 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 came those three bears. Someone's been eating my porridge, sir, the papa bird, sir, the papa.
Someone's been eating my porridge too.
I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear,
wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's eating my porridge all up. All up.
Someone's been sitting in my chair. I said to Papa Bear.
Sitting in my chair too.
I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear,
wee Papa Wee Bear,
said the little wee bear.
Someone's broken my chair.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed. I said to Papa Bear, I said to Papa Bear.
Someone's been sleeping in my bed too.
I said to Mama Bear, I said to Mama Bear,
Bee Bobbery Bear,
said
sleeping in my bed too. And here she is. Just then, Goldilocks woke up and broke up the party, and she split that scene. Bye, bye, bye. Said the purple bear, said the purple bear.
Goodbye, goodbye.
I said to mama bear, said to mama bear. Bee, bobble, ree bear.
That's Gary Resin and the Three Bears here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Welcome, Brigadier. Welcome to this hour. And get ready. We are going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. One of our favorite puzzles and one of the reasons it's a fun game to play here on a Saturday morning is everybody can play. And you'll see why if you're not familiar with Guess Who in just a moment.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to 2026 6x6, an art show of community-made pieces limited to a 6x6-inch canvas. The 2026 6x6 art show will open on February 6th at Assemble, located at 4824 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. All proceeds will benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth. More information on the 2026 6x6 art show is available at assemblepgh.org/6x6.
The new slbradio.org is faster and simpler to use than ever before, and lets you easily learn more about our work, keep up to date on our programs, listen live, and browse our online catalog of past segments. Visit us at slbradio.org, where it's always Saturday.
It's time now to play Guess Who. We are going to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. We have one particular person in mind. He or she could be real, fictitious, living, no longer living, somebody from history, sports, entertainment, literature, pop culture, or some other field. No matter who it is, it's someone who many people will know. Hopefully you, and you can guess as many times as you would like. We will let you know about the incorrect guesses that are coming in. This week's initials are B, K. That's B, K. B as in Beaver County and K as in Katanning. B, K. Those are not clues, just ways to make sure you heard the letters correctly. B, K. Are you ready to play? I hope you are. Let's hear from you.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
James in Freiburg gets us started with Buster Keaton, Bill Kreutzmann, Billy the Kid, Billie Jean King, Brett Kiesel, Bill Kirkenbauer, Bruno Kirby, and Billy Kent. None of those is it. Great guesses, however. Sam has quite a few, including Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, Brian Keith, star of Family Affair, Ben Kingsley, The Burger King, Boris Karloff, Bobby Kennedy. B.B. King, and a couple others, including the correct answer. Well done. Mike and Mars also had a guess of B.B. King. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Mike and Mars has a guess of Ben E. King. And Annie has Ben Kingsley and B.B. King. Neither of those. 412-200-5975. Kevin near Leechburg wants to know how many Burger Kings are going to be coming in. Only one so far, but Burger King is what I thought of too, to be sure. Darren is in Guy's Mills. Ah, he just added a Burger King as well. BK, the initials. Brett Kavanaugh just guessed by Trish. In Cook Forest, and not Brett Kavanaugh. Brian Keith just guessed by Charlie. Trying to remember in Family Affair, Brian Keith was in aviation, right? And he seemed to always have to rely on Mr. French, Sebastian Cabot, to take care of the children left in his charge. He was the uncle to the kids. And somewhere I just read that the actress who played Sissy has emerged as a singer? Maybe. If you know that, let me know. But I just read that she was back in the spotlight. And good morning. He had a guess of Bernard King, the legendary New York Knicks guard, if memory serves. Jackson is from New York City, so that would explain your guess. He also has the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world. That would be a good answer if we were playing Guess What, but I'm glad you mentioned it. Wow. It is just over half a mile tall in Dubai. That's not something I knew about, and I'm glad to take a look at it. Ralph, listening with Dad Mike, also adds Burger King to our menu. Bill in Sheridan has Bobby Knight and also Tinker Bell Bob King, who was a radio personality here in Pittsburgh for a long time. Bernice King from Annie in Philadelphia. Koppel, who played the doctor on the Love Boats and also had a career in politics, or Bernie Capel, I guess it is, guessed by Jim in Crafton Heights. Buddy Knox from Karen I know that name. Oh, singer-songwriter with the hit Party Doll, among others. It's not him. That's a great addition. Bernard King, I think I mentioned earlier. Bob Keeshan from Jim and Crafton Heights. Bernie Kosar from Trish in Cook Forest. Darren, that's a great guest. Darren guessed Big Kahuna. Nick in West Mifflin has Billy the Kid. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania has Betty King. And Galen Stanton Heights has B.B. King, Boris Karloff, Buster Keaton, Ben Kingsley, Brett Kiesel, Billy the Kid, Beyonce Knowles. And Bela Caroli, I'm going to look up Bela, Romanian and American gymnast, Bela Caroli. Not her, it looks actually, not him, I beg your pardon. I was reading about some of the people he coached, which had me thinking of some of the women over the years that he coached. He died not too long ago at the age of 82. Guesses continue to come in. BK, the initials. We have but one correct answer so far. Billy Kidd, the magician known as Billy Kidd, just guessed. Tommy in Virginia has, oh, some of these I don't know. He has the correct answer. Well done, Tommy. And he has Bobby Knight, Billie Jean King, Bruce Kulick, Bill Cook, Burt Kampfert, and now I start to quickly identify, wow, I didn't know that Beavis's partner had a last name, Butthead Knight. And Beavis and Butthead, Butthead Knight, so that is a BK. Tommy, the things you know. And also actress Bianca Kalik. Brad Keselowski guest there as well. Bob Knepper, the knuckleballer for the Astros. And James in Freiburg has Beyonce Knowles, not Beyonce Knowles. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania, you just came up with the correct answer. Bobby Knight, guessed by Mike in Mars. Linda, you are close. You're so close, I'm not going to read your guess. But you're very close. Here's Amy in Uniontown getting ready for the Ice Jam with Ben Kingsley as a guest. And Billy Knight, guessed by Linda. Patrick of Stanton Heights has Bum King, Brittany Knight, Boris Karloff, Bianca Kalik, Brian Keith, Tattoo Khan, Bobby Kimball, Bill Kristol, Brock Kelly, Bernard Klotz, Benjamin Kunkel, and Bill Kearing. If you're just joining us for playing Guess Who, the initials are BK. BK, we're looking for the one particular BK that we have in mind, and we're hoping you will take a guess to see if you can come up with it. All the ones I'm mentioning are not the ones we're thinking of. Betsy Kettleman, the mother of Warren, and JoJo Kettleman, the character on Breaking Bad. An obscure guess, but a good one. Annie also has Bobby Knight. Actually, I think it's Bobby Knight. Darren mentions Bill Kingsley as a broadcaster. Amy also has Boris Karloff. Rich in Freeport has Bruce Keeson, a Pirates pitcher, who actually lived in my neighborhood when I was growing up. And Caden has a guess of Billy Callie. Billy Callie is known throughout the world as somebody who likes to be sure the streets are clean and sidewalks are clean. Wherever he goes, Billy Callie collects litter and other things that make our streets and sidewalks and parks not as clean as they could be. When he collects them all, he likes to sum them all up and put them in a can and call it the Cali Tally. That's what Billy does. Some people call him Silly Billy because he likes to rhyme things. On the other hand, he cares a lot about the environment and a lot about what he does frequently. Caden will make up a name, and I'll see if I can come up with a good description of who that person is. BK are the initials. We're going to take a quick break and let you keep guessing. Not Bernice King, just guessed by Trish. Tegan has Bob Kendall from the Pens, not him nor Billie Jean King.
If you love somebody enough, you follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. Now I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's that's how I got to Memphis. I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. And I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis.
Saturday Light Brigade with the Brothers. That's how I got to Memphis. The woman who played Sissy on Family Affair, her name is Kathy Garver, and she is still working at the age of 80. And among other things, she is featured on the telephone system commercial. Who just sent that to me? I think it was Jess. Thank you, Jess. She's on the Clear Captions the phone that creates captions in real time. But she also has done a lot of voiceover work and still continues to be active at the age of 80. Hello to Josh. Thank you for checking in today. Josh thought it could be Bruce Kulick from the band Kiss, not him. And more guesses continue to come in as we play Guess Who. B.B. King, Bert Kampfert from Richard in Robinson Township this morning. Aileen has Burger King. Bruce Keeson from Jim in Black Ridge. Amy has Bernie Capel from The Love Boat. Bonnie Collick, guest by Bill and Sheridan. I was just listening to Bonnie the other day, and what a voice, what a songwriter. He also guessed Bad Karma, which kind of fits. We'll give you just another moment before we identify who today's Guess Who is. Brett Kavanaugh, guessed by Aileen in Maine. I wanted to check out answers that are coming in on Facebook, where people continue to play Guess Who all morning long and throughout the weekend. Ben Queller, Bert Kampfert, The Burger King. We do have a lot of those. Bobby Kennedy, Buster Keaton, Boris Karloff, Ben Kingsley. Guesses from Ralph, Heather, and Jeff. Thank you for playing along. And did you figure out who we were looking for? The one name that you haven't heard me mention and you're saying, it must be, it must be, it must be Barbara Kingsolver. We were looking for the great writer, Barbara Kingsolver. Congratulations if you knew. That's who today's Guess Who is. Barbara Kingsolver, Pulitzer Prize winning American novelist, essayist, and poet, The Poisonwood Bible, Animal Vegetable Miracle, Demon Copperhead, among her works. One of my favorites is Pigs in Heaven, the sequel to The Bean Trees, and it's the story of character Taylor Greer and her adopted Cherokee daughter, Turtle, and the relationships between mothers and daughters. That's a great book. Ricky and I both enjoyed that. Barbara Kingsolver, today's Guess Who? And I think I have all the folks that came up with it. Annie in Eastern PA, also Tommy in Virginia, Tom in McCandless. Mike and Mars also had the correct answer. And Nick in New York City, I somehow missed all of your guesses here, but he had the correct answer too. And also Bowie Kuhn, the former baseball commissioner, Ben Catcher, and Billy J. Kramer. And B. Cliven. These are great. I'm sorry I missed those, Nick. And congratulations, Saturday Light Brigade Charge. Bruce had a guess of Barry Kay just coming in right now. And Billy Knight added, from Jim in Blackridge, a basketball player originally from Braddock. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets... I did that last week, right around this time. It is Gets, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Bob Wills now. And then we're going to play our one-of-a-kind wonder word game. As we approach the top of the hour, we had so much fun with it last week. If you have any to challenge me with, I'll be curious to hear them.
There was a time when I thought of no other, and we sing our own love's refrain. Our hearts beat as one as we had our fun, but time changes everything. When you left me, my poor heart was broken. Our romance seemed all in the dark clouds are gone and there's blue skies again, 'cause time changes everything.
Yes, we are.
You, Mother Nature does wonderful things. I guess it's true for me and for you, 'cause time changes everything. You can change the name of an old song, rearrange it and make it swing. I thought nothing could stop me from loving you, but time changes everything. may God bless you. I can't say I won't love again. You've gone your way and now I'll go mine, 'cause time has changed everything.
There you've got Bob Wills at the Saturday Light Brigade, and time changes everything. It does, for the most part. Thank you for being with us. Welcome, Brigadier. Welcome to this next segment. We have some one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzles. We did this last week. We'll give you clues. Two clues. And the word is pronounced and spelled the exact same way, but it has two very different meanings. And the example we gave you last week was a breakfast treat of a certain kind, or done by people who cannot make up their mind. The clue is waffle, or the answer is waffle. That's what they're doing. The breakfast treat, or not being able to make up your mind, is the act of waffling. So we'll give you some clues in just a moment, and I hope you'll challenge me with some one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzles of your own.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City Schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Visit youthexpress.org on Martin Luther King Jr. Day this coming Monday, starting at 3 p.m. for our 13th annual edition of Streaming Justice, a live youth-hosted talk show focused on civil rights, past, present, and future. Streaming Justice starts at 3 p.m. on MLK Day and will continue to air all day long until midnight and beyond. Jim just sent in some clues. And Jim, I want to be sure I understand them first. I'm not sure if he sent me two clues or four clues. That's a message I know that only Jim will understand. You can also call and we'll get you on and clarify that way. Let me give you one for you to work on now. We gave you the example. So what we need to do now is have some fun with our one-of-a-kind wonder words.
One, two, three. Hey!
A dance that might be performed at a Scottish ball or something a sporting enthusiast might buy at a mall, a dance that might be performed at a Scottish ball, or something a sporting enthusiast might buy at a mall. A kind of party, often with fancy attire, or a football player's action that makes team yardage go higher. A kind of party often with fancy attire or a football player's actions that make teams' yardage go higher. 4-1-2-200-5-9-7-5. Each of those couplets describes one word that has very different meanings depending on context. And Blackridge got the first of the two I gave you. I'll leave that out for you for a moment, a dance that might be performed at a Scottish ball or something a sporting enthusiast might buy at a mall. And also a kind of party, often with fancy attire, or a football player's action that makes team yardage go higher. With our one-of-a-kind wonder word puzzles. An anonymous listener, as well as Jim and Blackridge, came up with the answer reel, R-E-E-L, a dance that might be performed at a Scottish ball, a reel, or we could have said tune, I suppose. Or something a sporting enthusiast might buy at a mall would be a reel, as in a rod and reel. And our second one that's still out there, a kind of party often with fancy attire or a football player's action that makes team yardage go higher. And here's another one to give you two to work on. Something easy to pick up might be described by this term, or appears naturally as the early bird catches the worm. Something easy to pick up might be described by this term, or appears naturally as the early bird catches the worm. Annie came up with reel. Well done, Annie. And Steve and Sharon got that one too. And Steve got the one that, one of the ones that's still out. Oh, interesting. Rich. Very good, Rich. Rich in Freeport has a different answer. That's terrific. A kind of party, often with fancy attire, and a football player's action that makes team yardage go higher. Rich came up with rush. That's not the answer that we had in mind, but it's perfect. It fits. That's absolutely terrific. There's one other answer. I'm curious to see if anybody matches the one we have in mind. A kind of party, often with fancy attire or a football player's action that makes team yardage go higher. What if I added to that something impacted by weather or the condition of a wire? That suddenly makes rush not fit, but rush fits the first two clues. And the other one currently out for you to try is something easy to pick up, might be described by this term, appears naturally as the early bird catches the worm. Don't think too hard on that one. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Rich in Freeport came up with Rush for a kind of party, often with fancy attire and a football player's action that makes team yardage go higher. The word we were thinking of is reception, a kind of party often with fancy attire, like a wedding reception or a football player's action that makes team yardage go higher, like a pass reception. And then we added, just for fun, something impacted by weather or the condition of a wire, which would be reception of a radio or television signal. But Rush is a great answer. So let's give you the chance to solve something easy to pick up, might be described by this term, appears naturally as the early bird catches the worm. One word fits those two clues. And here is one we haven't given out yet. Gets you, or can get you, from shore to shore. Can get you from shore to shore. Or can get you from floor to floor. Can get you from floor to floor. Four, 1-2-200-5975. Steve had reception as well. Steve's listening in Sharon. Oh, I got it. I think I have it. Jim in Crafton Heights, a cable network that plays and then programs about waterways. Ellis, are you playing along here? I think that's streaming, right? Or streams? Like a cable network that plays the streams, programs about waterways. Mike and Jaylene listening together on the road came up with light. Something easy to pick up might be described by this term. Light, as opposed to heavy, appears naturally as the early bird catches the worm. Light as in daylight. We are looking for can get you from shore to shore, or can get you from floor to floor. One word fits this. Jim in Crafton Heights was trying to work on another, it's really good. Okay, so it wasn't streams. It was the channel, a cable network that plays programs about waterways. would be the channel. Channel. It's a good thing we understand one another after all of these years. That was a tough one. So gets you, can get you from shore to shore, can get you from floor to floor. One word fits those. Here's another, a nuisance or discomfort caused by stray light or an angry look that might instill a feeling of fright. 412-200-5975, our one-of-a-kind wonder word, challenges you to come up with a single word that fits the two definitions of each of those puzzles. Bryce Rabideau playing here. The tune is called Bear and Bird, and it's from his EP, As Far As I Know. Will be with us on April 4th with the University of Pittsburgh Bluegrass Ensemble. So we're looking for something that can get you from shore to shore, or can get you from floor to floor. And the second puzzle we still have out is a nuisance or discomfort caused by stray light or an angry look that may instill a feeling of fright. Ellis has got that. Oh, or come on in, Ellis. Don't ever wait for me to ask. I'll forget. Ellis is a technical associate here at SLB, and we're discovering that we knew from the beginning that Ellis was smart, but he's also agile. He's got a lot going on. So do you have one for me, or do you have the answer?
I have the answer for shores and floors, but I want to give one extra hint that okay. Chad gave me, actually, that helped me figure it out. So several alcohols served on a board.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Several. So it gets you from shore to shore, can get you from mm-hmm. shore to shore, can get you from floor to floor, or several alcohols served on a board. Chad, how much are we paying you?
Not enough, probably.
No, that's a great clue. I wish I had thought of that.
Yeah, no, this game's tricky. Like, trying to think of one. I could probably think of one before our time's up here.
So let's leave that out and see if anybody else can mm-hmm. come up with it. Here's one I haven't given to anybody yet. To emit a shadow or a ray of light, mm-hmm. waves and says, oh, wow. I read this a long time ago, and forgive me, I wanted to make sure that it's accurate. Mm-hmm. It is. To emit a shadow or a ray of light, okay. waves and says thanks at the end of the night.
Ooh.
And I think I need to embellish that a little bit. Waves and says thanks at the end of the theater night.
Okay, because like my original guess was host, but that's not right. Hosts don't emit rays of light.
No.
So let me think about that.
That's a fairly, well, that one's straightforward, but waves and says thanks at the end of the night. Oh, or put on your arm to help your bones feel right. That's an easy one. Put on your arm. Put on a broken arm to help your bones heal right.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Oh, I got the answer.
Okay. What do you got?
It's cast.
Cast. So it cast waves at the end of the night to the audience, or to emit a shadow, to cast a shadow, or to cast light. And then what was our other one? To to put a cast on an arm to heal bones. So let's have you give the answer. What are the other ones you have? Did you have the shore to shore?
So I have that one. I also have the, what was the other one you just gave?
The nuisance or a discomfort caused by stray light, or an angry look that may instill a feeling of fright.
Right. Yeah, I got that one immediately. that one's not as bad. So for the harsh look, that one is glare.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A charge to you.
And then if we're able to finally give shore to shore, floor to floor,
yes,
alcohol on a board, that is a flight.
Indeed. It's like steak on a stick, alcohol on a board. Yeah. I don't think we have any left over here. This one's kind of tough. Try this one. Flawed products, such as window glass exhibiting distortion, or more to eat through an additional serving or portion.
More to eat than an additional serving or portion?
Like an additional serving or portion.
Or a defect product. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's tough because I don't think that term is used as often as it once was. We could say, let's see. Well, flawed products such as a window glass exhibiting distortion I'll give you one that... Oh, gosh. Not a minute, but a portion of it, or more to eat through an additional serving or portion.
Oh, man.
Don't think too hard.
Not a minute. Well, oh, is... No. No, it's not. It's not seconds,
yes,
is it?
Oh, yes, it is. Second. So they would call... Do they still call things seconds? Like a shirt that didn't line up right. They would call that a second, and it's less expensive. That's not as common a term.
I think it would have been... the way I would have gotten that is if you said, like, a partner to a duel, maybe.
Ah.
I don't know.
Very good. Well, Molly is in Kennerdale, and she came up with glare... discomfort caused by stray light or an angry look, giving you a feeling of fright. Well done, Molly. And Alan in Squirrel Hill also came up with the correct answer to that. And Mike and Jaylene came up with seconds, as did Trish knew cast. Annie knew flight, as did Trish. Boy, this hour went fast. I wish I had one more to give you here. Maybe I do.
Oh, boy.
This one may be athlete's goal.
Okay.
Or a flat object with a hole.
Athlete's goal or a flat object with a hole.
Yes, and think that flat object with a hole is something you would very likely find here. An athlete wants to set
a record. Oh.
You got it.
All right, well, you gave that one to me. That's not fair.
It takes a few hints. It's totally fine. What a person does when he or she goes, or what a hillside of trees in the springtime shows.
Wait, what was the first one again?
What a person does when he or she goes. What a hillside of trees in the springtime shows.
Oh, man.
Don't think too hard.
A hillside of trees show? And what a person does when they go. It's not waves, is it? No,
not waves, but trees.
Leaves.
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 There. You were thinking waves, maybe because I'm using my hands here, but leaves. That's good.
That's good.
A charge. he's racking them up. At least I think he is. Thanks, Alice. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams, radio.org,